We pray. Heavenly Father, in this dark world of sin, may the light of your gospel grace shine ever brighter. As the days roll on and the end comes, dear Lord, prepare our hearts and lives to welcome you anew. Be with us and strengthen us to the glory of your holy word, that we might shout with praise the song of the angels, "Our God comes in all his glory." To you be our thanks and praise, now and forever. Amen. The screaming of these days gives me a headache. Doesn't anyone have any good news to shout out in these last days of December? Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. This pandemic is going to get us all. Oh no, it's a big hoax. Vote Democrat or the nation is lost. Vote Republican or the nation is lost. The election was fair and valid. The election was rigged and invalid. In these dark times, the prophet Isaiah has a message of light and hope for us to share. Lift up your voice. Do not be afraid. Shout aloud. Shout it out. Here is your God. Here is your God in the manger of Bethlehem. Here is your God on Calvary's cross. Here is your God on his heavenly throne, ruling heaven and earth. Here is your God in Holy Scripture. Here is your God in his divine sacraments. He comes to bless. Listen, do you hear the trumpet call of heaven? Soon Jesus comes and rips open the sky, comes to sit on his throne and to judge the world. Then all people everywhere will bow their knee and say, "Here is your God." John the Baptist must have looked strange in his day, maybe even scary. His clothes were made of scratchy camel's hair. His beard and his hair probably had that wilderness look. For lunch, he would stoop over and grab up a grasshopper and pop it in. His pulpit was a rock out in the wilderness, and his baptismal font was the Jordan River. Well, while I would have expected people to avoid him like the plague, Mark tells us that all Jerusalem and Judea went out to him. It was a 21-mile trip from Jerusalem, 2,500 feet above sea level, down to the Jordan River, which is below sea level. What a trip. Why would these people come out in droves to see John the Baptist? The Holy Spirit was on him. John was God's forerunner for the Messiah. He spoke with power, like the prophet Elijah. That doesn't mean he was a tent revivalist with fire and brimstone. Indeed, to the hypocritical Pharisees and that, John would thunder at them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? The axe is already at the root of the trees." But Isaiah's prophecy really describes John's message. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord, from the Lord's hand, double for all of her sins. John's wild and ugly appearance on the outside perhaps may have pictured the barren wasteland that the people were feeling in their hearts. Perhaps they could resonate to him. Because these people lived in a dark and dangerous time. They had no freedom. The Romans' boot of oppression was firmly on their necks. The roads were lined with crosses. The government was merciless to non-citizens. The Pharisees and Sadducees lived for money and power. They were Satan's spiritual assassins right within God's house. The cities were festering pools of every disease, including leprosy. Demons roamed throughout Judea into every house looking for someone to possess and torment. These were dark times. But the heaviest burden on these people's hearts were their own guilt of their own sins. Every wickedness that they saw around them, the lying and the cheating, the hatred, the cruelty and the vulgarness of the people around them, they also found in their own hearts and lives. They were not going out to John the Baptist to overthrow the Roman government or to change the structure of society. They came out to hear how God had come to forgive them of their sins. Comfort my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. All Jerusalem was standing out there before John. What did God want John to say to them? In the desert, prepare a way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough places shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. God calls for us to open our hearts in honesty and sincerity. When the hard and bitter consequences of our crimes fall down on our heads, some people, like prison convicts, become mean and hard-boiled. Other people, after their hearts have been crushed by their own guilt, actually let go of arrogance and illusions. Many prison inmates, owning their own crimes, become more honest and sincere. How about our hearts? Have these hard days made us even harder? Or have these dark times shown us just how dark our own hearts can become? Do we see ever more clearly, just how much we need our God? Prepare the way for the Lord. God calls for us to bulldoze those mountains of pride in our heart and to fill in all the valleys of wickedness and deceit and rebellion. Because here is your God. With honest and sincere hearts, we repent. And we trust that these are the very sins that Jesus died for. Shout it out. Here is your God. Our shepherd comforts us. He paid for our sins, and he carries us in his arm. There in the hospital room stood the policeman. He was 6 feet 4 inches tall, arms and legs like tree trunks. In one arm, he held his 8-pound newborn son, Robert Jr. Dad had a big smile on his face, so big that tears streamed down his cheek. He whispered a conversation to his newborn son. Robert Jr. didn't understand what his dad was saying, but he slept peacefully, content in his father's arm, listening to the sound of his father's voice. Dad promised that he would change his poopy diapers and get up at 3 a.m. if he had to give him a bottle and walk the floor all night long whenever he was colicky, even if he had to go to work in a few hours. He and his boy were going to have fun playing baseball, going fishing, singing around the piano. He wanted to teach him where frogs come from and how to set up a campfire and how to respect women and how to be an honest, kind, and honorable man. Dad knew that there would be days when his son would sass and be disobedient. And as a loving father, he was ready to discipline him, but only because he loved him. He would always be ready to forgive him. Dad would be ready to die for him. He prayed that his son would not become the playground bully, the shoplifter, or get involved in drugs or gangs. Robert Sr. not only held his son in his arms, he held him in his heart. See, the sovereign Lord gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. Our Heavenly Father continually carries us in his all-powerful arms next to his all-loving heart. He cries tears of loving joy over us. He changes our spiritual poopy diapers. In order to wash us clean, he punished his other son, Jesus, whom he loves. Our sins have dug an enormous hole of debt, a hole the size of a crater. Jesus has filled our crater of death. He paid our massive debt with his own holy, innocent blood. Jesus has built a mountain of holiness for us. We need that holiness if we're going to enter heaven. Jesus has given us double grace for all of our sins. Our Heavenly Father wants to teach us about this wonderful world he's created. But more importantly, he wants us to know about the glory of having God as our Father and Jesus as our Savior brother. We may not understand everything he is saying to us, but the more he talks to us, the more we will understand what he is saying to us. He has great plans for living out our lives with us, along with us, each and every day. He knows that we'll be tempted to sass him, to not appreciate him, to think we really know what's better. He promises to forgive. He will lay down the law, give us a time out, and spank us when we need it. But it will always be out of love, even when it makes us cry. He doesn't want us to run away, to disown him, and to lose our heavenly family. God comforts us by holding us in his arms and carrying us close to his heart. We prepare our hearts for his second coming by rejoicing that he has come and given us his forgiving grace. God promises that the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And all mankind will see it. The Lord has spoken. We ourselves will lift up our voice and shout, "Here is our God." Why are we surprised that the world is screaming out in anger in these dark and bitter end times? Our Lord is bringing mankind's sin down on their own heads. Pray. Pray for a million more John the Baptist to cry out, "Here is your God." Pray that the Holy Spirit would give us such love and courage that we can lift up our voice with a shout, "Lift it up, do not be afraid." Say, "Here is your God." Amen. Please rise. We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all grace and glory, we thank and praise your holy name. You have brought us to faith, made us your own, and you are coming to take us home to heaven. Be with us and strengthen us each and every day as we stand in the light of your grace and goodness. In Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen.